Hello, sunshine. Ahead of today's CNN 10, I'm at CNN Center covering a few sports stories like this past weekend, Simone Biles, the most decorated gymnast of all time, doing it again, winning a record 8th all-around national championship in just her second competition back after 2 years off. The high-flying star took time away from the sport after the Tokyo Olympics to focus in part on her mental health. She got married too. But she's back. Up next for the GOAT, the World Championships in Belgium. Up next for us, today's episode of CNN 10. Hello, friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Let's start by making this terrific Teacher Tuesday. Shout out to all the teachers uplifting, informing, and inspiring us. Dap up your teacher today. Give a handshake or high five. Let them know we see you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. We start today with Tropical Storm Idalia. It has been picking up energy, making its way towards the western coast of Florida. It's forecast to be strengthened into a major Category 3 hurricane before making landfall this week, possibly Wednesday morning, putting millions of people in harm's way. At the time of this recording, life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds were forecast for Florida's Gulf Coast. As early as Tuesday, the National Hurricane Center had issued hurricane watches for the coast from Sarasota County in the south all the way northwest to Franklin County. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for dozens of counties, hoping to give communities the resources they need to endure the storm. And state officials had urged residents to prepare for Idalia as hurricane, tropical storm, and storm surge watches and warnings were issued for cities along the coast. A hurricane warning was also in effect for parts of Cuba, and a tropical storm warning was in effect for the Yucatan Peninsula. A watch doesn't mean those conditions will definitely happen, only that they're possible. A hurricane, tropical storm, or storm surge warning, however, is much more serious because it means that those conditions are imminent. With storms like this, things can change in a moment's notice, though. That's why the National Hurricane Center issues updates every 6 hours, always giving updates at 5 a.m., 11 a.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Screen time. It's been a debate over phones and tablets for many years. How much time on an illuminated screen is too much? One study published last week by a pediatric group in Japan suggests a negative link between early childhood use and higher risk for developmental delays. But that's just one of many projects around the world aimed at understanding the pros and cons of a screen-obsessed population. In China, screen time limits could become law. A new government initiative could legally restrict children's time spent on smartphones and tablets to between 40 minutes and 2 hours, depending on age. Some parents are happy about it and say that it'll ease tensions at home, but certain experts feel it's too much government overreach and could set China back economically and culturally.
China's answer, minor mode, a proposed law to order tech giants to limit children's screen time and shut off apps. For one tired parent, the proposed rules would be a relief.
This would be wonderful if it were true. There would be less anger between us.
Under the new mode, children under 18 will get a maximum of 2 hours on smartphones per day and will be locked out overnight. But Beijing's top-down approach has its critics.
The broader worry I have is that China, under the current leadership, is imposing a very strict cultural moralism on their citizens, which is not going to be necessarily helpful for their personal growth or for the future of the Chinese economy.
As part of China's broader digital crackdown, minors are already banned from gaming on weekdays. Social media apps have time limits, and some parents ship their children off to boot camps to kick internet addiction. Children are also finding ways around Beijing's rules. This 10-year-old explains.
Some kids use their parents' ID to log in. They never put their phones down. They'll look at it until the battery runs out.
The new guidelines order internet providers to highlight socialist and patriotic content and promote family values.
It takes away from your time to play, exercise, and read. It takes away from your time to do more interesting things.
But her son says parents need to lead by example.
It's not easy to control myself, but adults can't either.
A battle over screen time that's far from over.
10-second trivia. In the U.S., what is the current federal minimum wage per hour? $5.50, $7.25, $10, or $15? Though 30 states have a higher minimum wage, the current federal minimum is $7.25. There is also something called a tipped minimum wage, meaning if a portion of your pay comes from tips from customers, your employer can pay you less than minimum wage. The current federal tipped minimum wage is $2.13 per hour. So servers and other tipped workers can be paid $2.13 per hour by their employers with the understanding that they'll likely earn enough money through tips to get them to at least the state's minimum wage. But there is a movement by some U.S. states to get rid of the tipped minimum wage, and 8 states have abolished it. One Fair Wage is a group pushing for businesses to be required to raise the pay of these employees to the state's minimum wage plus tips. But some business owners worry this could end up hurting their bottom line, ultimately driving up prices for customers. Some employees worry that the new initiative could actually decrease their overall take-home pay. CNN's business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich is looking at the changing landscape of tipping.
This screen is stressful for many.
Does the flip of the screen feel like a lot of pressure?
It does, and they give you options like 10, 15, 20, even with like Uber, Dash, yeah, and like Grubhub, all of it. Like everything's tip, tip, tip.
Do you think that tipping has gotten out of control?
Yes.
Tips are part of American culture, meant to be a thank you for good service. But today, more and more Americans are confronted with the question, would you like to add a tip?
It is tricky everywhere, right? Like if you're at a coffee shop, if you're at the hairstylist, if you're coming out of a taxi, like I don't know the rules then, and I often don't know what to tip.
A recent study found that in a high number of cases, participants who were presented with a tip screen had more negative emotions to the payment experience than those that didn't. And it wasn't even a real-world scenario.
Let's say you go to a coffee shop and all they do is just twist around the laptop. It's like, why am I tipping?
But the small group we spoke to said more often than not, they do end up tipping.
I put a dollar or two. I don't mind. As long as, like, you know, it's not a lot, I'll just put it because I don't mind. This is, at the end of the day, I'm helping out, you know, other people.
This is Provisions on State, a butcher shop. There's no table service, no cooking or serving. Yet, they'll ask you if you'd like to tip.
A flip screen in a butcher shop?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yes.
How'd you decide to do that?
These men and women have a knowledge base that they're sharing and taking care to share with the guests that come through the door. And they're not pressured to tip, but they want to because they're paying for a service provided.
This movement to get rid of the tipped minimum wage, are you for it, against it?
I'm against it, and I think, frankly, it's kind of clueless.
8 states have abolished the tipped minimum wage, which in some is as low as $2.13 an hour. The National Restaurant Association is fighting against it, calling it a top issue.
That's money that's going to come out of my pocket, take away from the people that aren't getting tipped. I would need to raise my prices, which then causes pushback from the guests.
But the group One Fair Wage is moving legislation and ballot measures to end the tipped minimum wage in 25 other states, including Illinois.
All right, is today's story getting a 10 out of 10 a good one? You better believe it. Each year at the Minnesota State Fair, 900 pounds of butter carved into 10 sculptures representing the 10 finalists in the Princess K of the Milky Way contest. Butter sculpting at the state fair began in 1898 as a way to highlight Minnesota's claim as the butter capital of the nation. Battling the slightest margarine of error and the 40-degree temps in the refrigerator so the masterpieces don't melt, these modern-day Michelangelos sculpt away. As it turns out, Emma Kubal was crowned this year's winner, but all the finalists get to keep their sculptures. Doesn't get any better than that. We're looking for hashtag Your Word Wednesday submissions, your vocabulary word in tomorrow's show. Follow me at Koi Wire and put your word and definition in the comment section of the most recent post, and we'll choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show along with a shout out to you and your school. Our shout out today is going to The Sip. Center High School in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Rise up. Keep shining bright, lovely people. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.